Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text Number 67. Eter anyaischa vedoktar vartamana svakarmavi krihep yasya gatim yaya ragam stad bhakti bannaraha. By these ways, anyai, by other ways, cha, and Veda uktai, as directed in the Vedic literatures, vartamana, abiding, svakarma bhi, by one's occupational duties, Krihayapi, even at home, Asya, of Lord Krishna, Katim, destination, Yayat, can reach, Rajan, O King, Tat Bhakti Bhak, who renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naraha, any person. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King, one should perform his occupational duties according to these instructions, as well as other instructions given in the Vedic literature. Just remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Thus, even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. Purport. The ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, Krishna. Therefore, either by Vedic regular principles or by materialistic activities, if one tries to reach the destination of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. Krishna should be the target. Everyone should try to reach Krishna from any position of life. Krishna accepts service from anyone. Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 9:32, Mam hi partha vyapashritya yepi supapi yonaya sriyo vaishastata sudrash tepi antiparam gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Does not matter what one's position is. If one aims at reaching Krishna by performing his occupational duty under the direction of the spiritual master, his life is successful. It is not that only sannyasis, vanaprastas, and brahmacharis can reach Krishna. A grihastha, a householder, can also reach Krishna provided he becomes a pure devotee without material desires. Example of this is cited in the next verse. Etera nyasya vedoktar vartmanana sukarmavi krihepyasya gatim yayad rajam stad bhakti ban naraha. O King, one should perform his occupational duties according to these instructions, as well as other instructions given in the Vedic literature. Just remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaksvat deha punar janma naiti imam eti sorjana. That one who can understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not take birth again in the material world, but attains to my transcendental abode. In other words, just by understanding Krishna in truth, one becomes eligible to become liberated from the material entanglement. Or as Prabhupada writes in the purport, if you simply say once to Krishna that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one is at once liberated and is eligible to go back to the spiritual world. Unfortunately, we can say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we don't really believe it. Therefore, one has to know in truth, by direct experience, who Krishna is. Therefore, in the 18th chapter, Krishna says, Bhakti Imam Abhijananti Yavanyas Tasmi Tattvataha Tatomam Tattvato Gyatva Vishite Tat Anantaram. That one can understand me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by the process of devotional service. And when one is actually engaged in bhakti or service, then one can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. In order to understand Krishna, we have to engage in devotional service. In order to engage in devotional service, we have to understand what is devotional service. Therefore, Krishna says in the 7th chapter, Maya Sakta Manat Parta Yogam Yunjan Manashaya Asam Shayam Samagramam Yata Gyasasi Tatshino. Krishna advises us, first of all, Maya Sakta, that the goal of Krishna, of devotional service is Maya Asakta, to fix the mind upon Krishna. Smarta Vyaksaratam Vishnur Vismartak Jatuna Kinchit Sarva Vidhi Nisedya Asyur Etyur Eva Kinkara. That all the Nisedas and the Nishadya means that what we're supposed to do, and the things that we're not supposed to do, that smarta vyaksadatam vishnu vismarta chatu nakin sarva vidhi, the vidhi is what we're supposed to do, and nishadas are what we're not supposed to do. So what we're supposed to do is always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's called maya sakta, having the mind attached to Krishna. Manakparta yogam, and that's only possible by performing yoga, bhakti yoga specifically. And what is that bhakti yoga? Maya sakta manakparta yogam nyunjan marashaya. Taking shelter of Krishna, finding out what Krishna wants us to do, and then doing that to please him. That's called bhakti yoga. Then it's possible to fix the mind upon Krishna. And when the mind is fixed upon Krishna, then asam sham samagramam, then there's no more doubts. When we actually perceive Krishna directly, then we can understand what Krishna is in truth. Itagyasasi tatshinu. And it's only possible, tatshinu, by either hearing from Krishna directly or hearing from someone who's Krishna's representative. Then we can learn how to practice yoga, fix the mind upon Krishna, know Krishna in truth, and become free from all doubts. So that's called, as usual, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. So the sambandha is what? No, I mean, in this particular verse, maya sakta manakparta, yogam yunjan manasha. Now hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So what part of that refers to sambandha? Tatshinu. Hear from me. That's what sambandha. We're hearing. And what are we hearing? Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Richite. We're hearing, for one thing, that Krishna is the actual controller, proprietor of everything. Everything is going on by Krishna's arrangement. And that Krishna is the controller of everything. Whatever we're doing, whatever we think we're doing, is actually carried out either by Krishna's spiritual energy or by his material energy. But in no sense are we independent. And Krishna is a friend of everyone. Krishna is the well-wisher of all living entities. And the benefactor. Of course, there are many other definitions of God, such as Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya Yashashastriyaha Jnana Vairagyaschaiva Shanam Bhanga Hitinganaha. That Krishna is the source of everything, Aham Savasya Prabhavo, which means whatever beauty, whatever knowledge, whatever strength, whatever fame, whatever renunciation that we perceive is all just a fragment of Krishna's beauty, strength, knowledge, wealth, renunciation, etc., fame. That Krishna is the original source of everything. And therefore he's called Krishna, because whatever we're attracted by, he has in an unlimited amount, to an unlimited degree. Therefore he's called Krishna, because he's all attractive. Now we're not so much attracted to Krishna, because we're covered by his illusory energy. Just like iron is by nature attracted to a magnet, but if the iron is rusty, there's no attraction. Simply because the soul is entangled in his material concepts of life and believing many things that are not factual and not understanding what actually is reality and not therefore acting or desiring to act and according to Krishna's desires, therefore he's become rusty with the illusory, by the illusory energy. But when he hears from Krishna and his representatives and then begins to practice yoga and try to put the consciousness upon Krishna, then the result is that Krishna reveals himself, and then gradually one becomes attached to Krishna and all his doubts about Krishna go away. So that anyone can do. There are examples of Hanuman. He was a Varna, kind of a half monkey, half human being, and yet he became able to fix his mind upon Krishna. Similarly, Gajendra, an elephant, fixed his mind upon Krishna. So everyone is eligible if they, as it says in another verse, Kirata Hunanda Punlinda Pukasha Abhira Yavana Abhyasaraya, and that whether one is a Kirata, Hunda, Pulinda, or Pukasha, any of these lower races, Yanye Apashaya Shaya, Shudanti Tasmai Pravishnuve Namaha, that if one takes shelter of Krishna, then he can become a pure devotee. Yata kanchana yati, as Sanatana Goswami said, as bell metal can be converted into gold by the alchemical process and the addition of mercury, so anyone, if they follow the process properly under the guidance of an actual representative of Krishna, can be turned into a Brahmin or a pure devotee. But one has to hear what the process is, and one has to actually follow it. Hearing is called jnana, theoretical knowledge, and following the process by which one realizes it, that's called vijnana. And the whole idea is to fix the mind upon Krishna. Always remember him and never forget him. Yomam evam samudo janati prushottama sasarvavit bhajantemam sarabhavena bharata. This is the most confidential part of all Vedic knowledge. Actually, anyone who understands me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any doubts is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. Iti guyatama shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etam bhutva buddhimatsat krita kritasjavarata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic literature, that anyone who becomes knows this becomes wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So why don't we do that? Why don't we just fix our mind upon Krishna and always remember him and never forget him? So that was part of Arjuna's question. Why can't we even just do our what we know we're supposed to do? Here we're hearing that we should always remember Krishna and never forget him. But we can't even do what we're supposed to do. What to speak of always remember Krishna. Even with its gross body, we have a hard time just following Krishna's instructions. So Arjuna asked, or Krishna told Arjuna, you're supposed to do your duty. Duty means Jagavai Vishnu, serve Krishna. Now why don't we do that? even the simple duties we're supposed to do. So Arjuna said, or Krishna said, that Shayan Swadamo Viguna Paradharma Tsunistitat Shayadharma Nidhyam Shayak Paradharma Bhayabaha. That it is better to perform one's own duty, even imperfectly, than perform someone else's duty. Destruction in the cause of one's own duty is better, because to follow someone else's duty is dangerous. So we can't even follow our own duty. Because we don't, in Kali Yuga, we hardly know what our duty is. But at least we know that our duty is to serve in the Sankirtan movement. But sometimes we do other things other than serving the Sankirtan movement. Why? People may imagine it's because of my personality, my creativity, my inspiration, whatever. But Krishna doesn't agree. He says, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajaguna Samudbhava, Mahashino Mahapatma, Vidinam Ihavarinam. It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of the mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. As fire is covered by smoke, or as the embryo is covered by womb, or the mirror is covered by dust, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of this lust. Thus a man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns it like fire. The senses, the mind, the intelligence are the sitting place of this lust, which veils the real knowledge of the living entity, bewilders him. Therefore, what is the solution for the conditioned soul who is being influenced by lust? Tasma Yasma Tvam Indriyanyando Niyamya Paratarshava Patmanam Prajihienam Jnana Vijnana Nashanam. Therefore, Arjuna, in the very beginning, curb this sinful enemy of lust by regulating the senses and destroy this slayer of knowledge and self-realization. Regulation. Regulation means chanting a certain number of rounds a day, following regular principles, hearing and chanting in a regulated way, coming to the programs, the regulated programs we have. By this way, we can fix the mind upon Krishna and conquer over the enemy called of lust. If we try, if we know what we're doing, if we come to the program, we think it's just, you know, an ordinary program, and we let our mind wander to other subject matters, then we won't get the full advantage of coming to the program. Or if we chant Hare Krishna, and instead of thinking about Krishna, we think of many other things, then we're just not taking advantage of the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. So it's a question of understanding things, what's the purpose of what we're doing, of the process, to think about Krishna. And we should know when we're thinking about Krishna, then we're coming closer to the goal. And if we're not thinking about Krishna, then we may not be properly spending our time. Of course, one should not artificially just try to think about Krishna apart from the activity. If we simply try to chant Hare Krishna offenselessly, then automatically, spontaneously, thoughts of Krishna will come to our mind. Not that we have to artificially remember him. Similarly, if we take to the formula and accept that everything belongs to Krishna, and everything should be very carefully utilized in Krishna's service, under the direction of Krishna's representatives, to please Krishna, then naturally we'll think about Krishna without any extra effort. But if something's missing, if we don't appreciate how everything belongs to Krishna and carefully utilize everything in Krishna's service under the direction of his representatives to please Krishna, then something's missing and we will not remember Krishna. We'll remember something else. So the solution is not to become discouraged, give up Krishna consciousness, it's too impractical, but to follow the process. Accept that everything belongs to Krishna, find out what Krishna wants me to do, and try to do it with care and attention, at least, to please him. Then Krishna will become pleased. Didami buddhi yogam tam. And then he'll give us more and more intelligence so we can understand practically how everything is Krishna's energy, exactly what Krishna wants us to do, and how to actually do it in the proper intention, consciousness, to please him. So that can be a That's available for anyone at any time. It's just a question of our taking advantage of it. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? I would do to Roy.
Shriyant Bhagavatam 4:21-35, Vishnavat Chakravarti says, for the person doing nishkama karma with some bhakti, there is liberation. For the person doing karma mishra bhakti, there is shanti rati. According to the amount of bhakti, the Lord gives salokya and other benedictions. The question is, karma mishra bhakti, one's service, dasya, why he gets shanti rati, which is neutrality, awe and reverence at a distance?
Karma mishra bhakti?
Yes. Karma mishra bhakta, one's service, sorry.
Why does he get shanti? Well, he's lucky if he gets that shantaras. Shantaras is one of the rasas. But actually, you have mishra means mixed with karma. So one has to become purified of the desire for fruitive activities, which means the mentality that I'm the proprietor of the material energy. So one has to become free from that in order to actually come to the platform of neutrality. And above neutrality, shanta rasa is above just ordinary neutrality, liberation. It's actually preliminary rasa, like the cows in Vrindavan or the trees in Vrindavan. They have a kind of, they're in the shanta rasa. So one has to have purified bhakti in order to get, even come to the platform of shanta rasa. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grandarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.